The Sound of One Hand Clapping. Written by Richard Flanagan and read by Humphrey Bauer. All this you will come to understand but can never know. And all of it took place long, long ago, in a world that has since perished into peat, in a forgotten winter on an island of which few have ever heard. It began in that time before snow completely and irrevocably covers footprints. As black clouds shroud the star and moonlit heavens, as an unshadowable darkness comes upon the whispering land. At that precise moment around which time was to cusp, Maria Bulloch's burgundy-coloured shoes reached the third and lowest snow-powdered step outside their wooden hut. It was then, as she turned her face away from the hut, that Maria Bulloch knew she had already gone too far and that she could no longer return. Some people say she was simply blown out of the town that night with the furious blizzard winds, that the tempestuous, billowing breath of the storm picked her up, and that she rose with it like an angel into the forest beyond, flew like a spectre into the wild lands that lay at every compass point beyond that place that burnt like a fresh bullet hole in flesh. But that was not the way it was, of course. Some people even say that she turned into the wind itself, became the gale that was to curse them all. But such terrible winds are not something one can ride as if in a dream. They can only be braced against, and it was this which Maria Bulloch did, for she was a sensible woman after all, despite what people say, and not a flighty woman whatsoever. And she braced against the wind as though it was a wall that might at any moment fall upon her, and she pulled the scarlet coat, that tatty scarlet coat, pulled it tight around her small body. But even that gesture is getting ahead of this story, for the winds were not to blow hard until she had almost walked out of the settlement. And she had some walking to do to get that far.
Mama,
Maria Bulloch heard a small girl's voice coming from inside the hut. Then, once again, this time more a whimper.
Mama.
Maria Bulloch stood there on the step, looking anywhere but at the hut behind her, as she tried to soothe the child she had left within. Maria Bulloch looked down at her burgundy-coloured shoes, looked at the beautiful impression such battered shoes made in new snow, saw, on the two wooden steps above where she stood, her footprints beginning to disappear in a fresh flurry of snow, and wondered at the nature of beauty, wondered at the small time allowed anything good before it was obliterated.